What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three here. We're going to go back to the phones. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Mark,
are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay.
I just wanted to say about the Khazars or Khazars.
Yes.
But I think you got a little bit wrong there. Because Khazars are really Central Asian, Georgia.
Yes, that's what I said.
These are not light-skinned people by any means. These are dark Mediterranean-like people, much like the Semites of the Middle East. They're also mixed with Mongols. Mongol invasion, the Turkic invasion. So I think the reason why a lot of Ashkenazi Jews are light-skinned like that, they're not all. A lot of them are because of the intermarriage, and there were also rapes going on in the ghettos. And that's why. As far as I read that same book that what's it called, the 13th Tribe,
and yes,
there was conversion of the Central Asians of the. Khazars to Judaism, but it wasn't. I don't think everybody converted, and most converted later on to Islam and to Christianity. Some stayed Jews and mixed in with the rest of the European Jewish population, mostly in Eastern Europe, I believe. So I don't think that's really. I know I've seen a lot of this, especially in the net, and a lot of people say the Khazarian mafia and all of this stuff. But I don't think that's even David Duke. That it's not true, that they're Semites was mixed with Europeans in Western Europe. While the Sephardic Jews, like, can you, I believe you said you have Sephardic Jews in your background.
Yes.
They were in Spain, and a lot of them migrated to Germany. And from Germany, they were given German names and migrated to Eastern Europe. And that's basically, I'm just, it's not really make much of a difference to me. Because
no, it really doesn't make a difference. The point is, the Ashkenazi Jews are claiming ownership of Israel with this idea that they are somehow direct descendants of the Israelites in the Bible. And it's how they exploit Christians, especially Zionist Christians, for political support. Details don't really matter. What's important is the fact that as that lady who called into the show said, there are a lot of different people in that part of the world, and geneticists have started tracking who is really who, and they've discovered that the nearest genetic descendants of those biblical Hebrews are the present-day Palestinians.
I was just going to say that. That's most likely.
Yes.
Why would they be any different? You're just people that stayed there after the fall of the Roman, not the Roman Empire, after the fall of Jerusalem, of course, and the people just stayed there and later on converted to Islam and Christianity. A lot of the Palestinians are Christians. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people say, uninformed people, you say, for instance, Sirhan, who supposedly shot RFK Jr.
Thank you for that correction. No, it wasn't RFK Jr. It was RFK Sr. RFK Jr. is in charge of the Vaccine Safety Commission.
I know. I'm sorry. RFK, the RFK. He shot RFK. He was actually a Palestinian Christian. Sirhan,
yes.
He was not a Muslim. So there's a lot of confusion among people of what's going on. The only thing, my thing is we need to get out of here. America needs to get out of that place. It's a bed of confusion. It's a lot of hostility. And why does the United States have to be involved in all of this?
Because it's what AIPAC and Netanyahu and all of those people want. I mean, we have a puppet government in the United States. The reason our country is being run so badly is our government is basically at the beck and call of Israel, and Netanyahu proved it. When Trump made his announcement that he wanted to pull out of Syria, the first thing that happened, Netanyahu calls him and reads him the Riot Act, and the next thing you know, there's a claim of a gas attack in Douma, and the missiles are flying.
Yeah, well, the Saudis also. They were also paying off. And by the way, that's another thing I wanted to say, too. I believe there's your connection between Judaism and between the, not Judaism, between Israel, parts of the Jewish religion and parts of the Islam, the Wahhabis, I believe that they both might, some, not all, of course, might have come from that Khazaria. I believe that the Saudi tribes, a lot of the Saudi tribes, actually came down from the Khazars and migrated to the what's considered Arabia today. And that might be the connection between Israel and Saudi Arabia, why they seem so close these days. And from what I understand, is well, there was closeness them before.
I don't think either Saudi Arabia or Israel would look at something that happened around 1,000 years ago as the basis for foreign policy. I think Saudi Arabia and Israel are basically working out of mutual self-interest. They are both concerned that Iran is a regional power that threatens their dominance over the Middle East.
Yeah, well I think there might be something in that. I don't know how to read Hebrew, and I don't know how to read Arabic. Or Aramaic, but I have a feeling there's something in the Talmud and the in the Quran and maybe the Hadith that might explain that connection. Somebody who knows how to read some of those languages might be able to explain it. You know, I can't say for sure.
People who are rulers of countries, they're dealing in expedience. What works to get them what they want? Religion is a tool used on the masses to keep them under control. So I think you're off base there. Anyway, listen, I need to get back to the news here. Mark, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. This is a breaking story. It's out of Breitbart. Republican lawmakers have sent over a huge batch of criminal referrals to Attorney General Jeff Sessions for a number of Obama administration officials and senior FBI employees for violations of the law in connection with the Clinton email and Trump-Russia investigations. Specifically, they've sent criminal referrals to Sessions for former FBI Director James Comey, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, as well as FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok and his lover, FBI lawyer Lisa Page, for separate violations. And the referrals were made by Representative Ron DeSantis, a senior member of the House Judiciary and Oversight and Government Reform Committees. And signatories included GOP Representatives Andy Biggs, Dave Bratt, Jeff Duncan, Matt Gaetz, Paul Gosar, Andy Harris, Jody Heiss, Todd Rokita, Claudia Tenney, and Ted Yoho. And basically, Ron is out there saying, we believe that those in positions of high authority should be treated the same as every other American. And we want to be sure that the potential violations of the law outlined below are vetted appropriately. And yes, that's the way this country was set up. Nobody is above the law. It's not the Secretary of State, not even the President, as Richard Nixon found out to his downfall. Now, my prediction is Sessions is going to do nothing because he knows if the full dirt behind the Hillary Clinton email scandal comes on out, the U.S. government could implode. If Sessions does do nothing, then it's time for Trump to fire him and get Larry Klayman in there. But at this point, it should be very obvious. I mean, there are some people inside the government who are trying to do their jobs. But the swamp is definitely there. It's huge. It's afraid. And they're going to do whatever they think it takes to survive and hang on to power, privilege, and your tax money. All right, let's take a phone call from Peter in Coeur d'Alene. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Peter, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you're on the air. What is on your mind?
I just sort of found my phone. I found this phone number. And in an old phone I had. So I called it. Anyway.
Okay, well, you
reached the Huntington's. You know, I've got the Huntington's disease, and anyway, but I was I just kind of remembered the phone number to call it. Anyway.
Do you listen to the show?
I... Isn't the only way to... Is this on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the radio right now.
Right. That's right. There are, what, some other ways to listen?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let Mike in the control room tell you how the different ways you can listen to the show, okay? And good luck. I hope you start feeling better. And I know what a terrible illness Huntington's disease is. So thank you very much for the phone call. Don't hang up because Mike is going to come on and tell you how you can listen to the radio show in the future. Okay, so now moving on here. Apparently, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has thwarted a bipartisan effort to pass a law to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller's job. They wanted to pass a law saying it's going to be illegal for Trump to fire him no matter how bad Mueller has messed up, which is pretty bad. But McConnell is saying he will not bring it to the floor. Even if the bill is approved next week in the Senate Judiciary Committee, it's dead on the floor. It's dead on arrival. And McConnell is saying the bill is unnecessary because Donald Trump will not fire Mueller. That could easily change in the very near future. And again, I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump, but I have some advice for him. It's time to put on those presidential brass knuckles and start being the president and not let yourself get steered around by Israel, by John Bolton, by your other advisors who are all making huge amounts of money because much of their wealth is invested in the stocks of these defense contractors. You're supposed to be the leader of this country. It's time for you to lead, and it's time for you to remember the people who put you in that Oval Office, because we, the American people, did. We, the independent media, did. And you do have an obligation to us. Okay. Over at Infowars.com, they are talking about Comey's book tour, and the book is already being described as bitchy, kvetchy, that he's a hack. Comey is saying it's not about the money, but it's apparently coming on out again that when former Attorney General Loretta Lynch met with Bill Clinton on that airport runway, that he basically offered her a Supreme Court seat if she would decide not to prosecute Hillary Clinton over her email scandal. So once again, everybody's involved in protecting that. And once again, I think I know why. Why so much fear and concern over the email server? If it was just an email server that was inappropriate and against the rules, it should have come and gone by now. When you look at the amount of overlapping protection on that email server, you know there is something behind there. I think Hillary, while Secretary of State, was using that weak email server to sell U.S. secrets to foreign interests and use the Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the money. It's a legitimate question to ask after the 1996 Chinagate scandal. It needs to be asked, and it deserves an answer. Now, Justin Trudeau up in Canada is dealing with a little bit of personal embarrassment because one of his close friends, Christopher Charles Ingvaldson, who basically went to college with Justin Trudeau, and Trudeau was trying to get him to enter public life. That's now all over. He's been found guilty of child pornography charges. He was caught directing an international pedophile ring. What is it about people in high places that they think this is acceptable behavior? Just absolutely disgusting. Over at SOT.net, there's a new book out now talking about Tony Blair and how basically Well, it talks about the assassination of Dr. David Kelly. And the book is called An Inconvenient Death, little nod to Al Gore there, How the Establishment Covered Up the David Kelly Affair. And apparently the author, Goslot, discovered documentation that shows that Tony Blair himself personally blocked any inquest of Dr. David Kelly within minutes of his body being found. Now, I remember at the time his body was found with the little electrodes for a heart monitor still taped to him. And nobody could explain why that would be the case. I mean, he was out there just walking through the hills. He was past his testimony before Parliament. There was no reason for him to commit suicide. He'd gotten through that whole situation. Now, as you know, one of the callers mentioned this, and of course it's been all over the media, is that former First Lady Barbara Bush has passed away. Everybody is lauding her memory and her literacy foundation. They forget to mention her little quote from 2003. Why should we hear about body bags and death? I mean, it's not relevant. Why should I waste my beautiful mind on something like that? And I think it's important that we keep a context here. But apparently she had fallen ill, and she said she no longer wanted medical treatment. And that can be an incredibly difficult decision to make. And Claire and I know, because one of our friends is in the same situation and has just refused treatment, and she's not expected to last the weekend. So my sympathies to the Bush family. It's always hard to lose somebody like that. Let's talk about the economic news here for a little bit. Russia is selling off billions in U.S. debt amid the skyrocketing tensions. It's another form of economic warfare. I expect that at some point other countries are going to follow suit. And it's an asymmetric form of warfare, because the U.S. hasn't bought much of Russia's debt. Story coming out of GoldCore.com. Silver bullion remains good value on positive supply and demand factors. Now, of course, GoldCore sells metals, but I included this story basically to remind everybody that if you're looking for a way to preserve your wealth, you should be buying metals in small amounts, gold, silver, platinum, tantalum. Stay under the radar. A good way to invest in silver is to go over to places like eBay and do a search for what's called junk silver. And these are U.S. silver coins from before 1965 that have no numismatic value whatsoever. Never buy for numismatic value. Never buy for the collector value. That stuff just comes and goes with fashion trends. What you want to do is pay for the melt value of the coins, and it allows you to have a little bit of silver that you can set aside. And the advantage of it is, if the when the U.S. economy collapses, it's a recognizable unit of value everybody understands, and you'll be able to use it for commerce. We'll be back at 25 cent a gallon gasoline. That's how much the U.S. Federal Reserve note has been inflated since the silver was taken out of our currency. Now, everybody's still talking about Trump's tax cut, and the numbers are finally starting to come on in. And the cuts all went to the ultra-wealthy and the corporations. And according to this story out of the Sacramento Bee, next year, 1 million Californians will owe an additional $12 billion in taxes because of the new tax law. Told you it was a double shuffle. The government needs your money. They need to buy more killing machines. We will be right back after these few words.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Abe are having a news conference right now. And interestingly enough, Donald Trump is now talking about total denuclearization globally. That's his new talking point. And he's out there saying that we have to have some way of dismantling all these weapons that is verifiable in all countries. Try and get that one past Israel. And unless somebody develops a much more sensitive detector that can be overflown large swaths of territory, it's going to be very, very difficult. And it may just be his sending a message to North Korea that he's willing to talk about getting rid of the nuclear weapons in the larger Sea of Japan area. But it may just be talk. I'm certain that after this conference, his phone is going to be ringing with all of the top military commanders. Oh, we can't give up the nukes. You know, it's impossible to denuclearize the nuclear industry itself. Which makes a lot of money providing the plutonium for that class of weapons. But that's an interesting comment for him to make at this particular point in time. All right, getting on back to issues of immigration and, other things here as well. Apparently, Governor Jerry Brown was having a press conference and he got nailed by a reporter, which basically, in the wake of Governor Jerry Brown refusing to send California's National Guard to the border, the reporter challenged him over the murder of a six-year-old girl by an illegal alien. And it's a valid point to make, because this open border situation has brought with it a massive increase in crime. They're not taking care of this country. Not at all. They're serving the New World Order, the global government. By the way, that illegal immigrant bus driver who killed a bunch of people got 15 years in prison. Over in Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, apparently not having anything more important to talk about, wants to withhold city contracts from any bank that refuses to stop doing business with any gun businesses. So he wants to punish banks that will not restrict or regulate clients involved in the firearms industry. The gun grabbers are still out there. I mean, Chicago is being held up as the model of gun control for the rest of the nation, and they have this incredible high murder rate because the law-abiding citizens are disarmed and the criminals have all the guns they want. And it's true everywhere that there's a gun ban. Crime goes up. Violent crime goes up. You need to look at the example set by Kennesaw, Georgia, which years and years ago passed a city ordinance saying that every home had to have a firearm in good working order. And crime plummeted. Violent crime plummeted. Crime plummeted by 88%. And in all the years from that passing of the ordinance to today, there's only been one killing. Arming the law-abiding citizen is what keeps the criminal class at bay. But when you have a criminal government, they want to protect the criminal class. And that's what's going on here in this country. A lot of people don't realize, back during Prohibition, when the corrupting effects were becoming noticed, and people started talking about a repeal of Prohibition, the rum runners and the gangsters covertly funded the temperance movement to keep Prohibition in place, to keep the money coming on in. They'd use cutouts. These temperance groups didn't know where the money was originating. But that's how they were playing it. We've got to keep Prohibition. We got to make much more money here. Now, over in New Jersey, there's a sheriff who is out there hemming and hawing about the Second Amendment. And the guy's name is Saudino, Michael Saudino, Bergen County Sheriff, former Tenafly Police Chief. Actually, this is not the police chief. This is the sheriff saying, I don't say it very often, but I do believe in the Second Amendment. However, comes the big but. He doesn't think the average person should have the very weaponry the Second Amendment is supposed to guarantee. And Saudino was smearing those who disagree as the NRA and gun nuts. And then he went on to say, those weapons are designed to take out mass amounts of people for the military to use, for the police to use, should they have to. The whole point of the Second Amendment is to discourage the government from taking out mass amounts of people. This sheriff is out there actually giving away the game. The government wants to be ready to just mow down large numbers of Americans and not have to risk being shot back at. That's why they're obsessed on the sporting rifles. The rifles that equalize the American people with the police and the military. If they really were worried about gun crime, they'd be going after the small disposable Saturday night specials. That's what most gun crimes are committed with. Nobody commits a crime with a sporting rifle other than in these staged false flag events. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, down in Broward County, there was this sheriff's deputy, Jason Fitzsimmons. He was 42 years old, physically fit, obviously being a deputy sheriff. He was known to question the gun control agenda, and he's been found dead. It's described as he died unexpectedly. No actual cause of death has been forthcoming. But weeks before he died, Fitzsimmons had taken to social media to criticize calls for gun control after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting, including posting a meme of student gun control activist David Hogg posing as Hitler. Now, over at Google, researchers have discovered Google is censoring search results for anybody asking questions about the Parkland shooting. They put up Google and they put it side by side with a bunch of other browsers like Opera and Brave and so forth. And they would type in questions about Parkland. And the other browsers all brought up articles that were relevant to the inquiry. Google was bringing up anti-gun articles. It's time to stop using Google. They're really of no use to anybody who is actually out there trying to find out what's going on. Apparently, another eyewitness has surfaced from last year's Route 91 Harvest Music Festival massacre. This is the one that involved the Mandalay Bay, supposedly. And apparently, there's a video in which the people are saying they're being fired on from a helicopter. And I've been hearing talk about the helicopter. There is a video of a helicopter flying over the crowd with what appear to be gunfire bursts coming from the door. All right, I want to talk about this Southwest airline accident. And the story basically is this aircraft was flying and an engine exploded. Debris from the engine broke one of the cabin windows. This young woman was sucked halfway out. The rest of the passengers got her back in. She later on died. There was a registered nurse there, tried to render first aid. Fortunately, pilot is an ex-Navy fighter pilot, and she stayed calm. She called air traffic control, got the plane on the ground safely with more than 100 passengers. Medical was waiting there because there were a lot of injuries. Now, a piece of the blown engine that forced the emergency landing of the Southwest jet was found 70 miles west of the city. And the FBI is now asking the public if they find any debris to please turn it on in, which would be a good thing to help the NTSB. Here is my concern. The interior of the engine nacelles on modern passenger jets are supposed to be lined with Kevlar and be able to contain debris from an exploding engine, like a rotor burst. And so my question is, you know, what happened here? Where was the failure? We're already hearing talk that the engine itself appeared to show extensive metal fatigue, which is telling us that these airlines are running these aircraft and the engines way too long between replacement, upgrades, and maintenance. And that is absolutely necessary. These aircraft are designed to basically run continuously for years on end. We had an incident many years ago here in Hawaii where Aloha Air had an aircraft where the entire top of the cabin over first class blew off from the cockpit door all the way back to where the wings started. And the plane wasn't that old, but it turned out that it had a lot of cycles and a lot of corrosion. And apparently one of the passengers had noticed there was a crack in the fuselage before takeoff, but failed to notify the flight crew, which might have saved the one stewardess who got sucked out. So if you're not maintaining those airplanes, you're just waiting for a disaster to happen. Now, fortunately, this pilot on the Southwest jet did an amazing job getting down on the ground. And the aircraft was a Boeing. I don't know who made the engines. It's a common misconception that when you buy an airplane from Boeing, you get the entire airplane. It doesn't work that way. You buy the airframe from Boeing, and then the airline will pick its own engines. And sometimes that's where they'll take a shortcut, where they'll go with rebuilt engines or something else to save money. But they're operating way too close to the edge. And this really shouldn't have happened. It may also be an issue. Kevlar, of course, deteriorates over time. That's why if you have a Kevlar bulletproof vest, it's only good for so many years. Even if you just leave it in the closet, even if you're not wearing it and sweating into it, the Kevlar begins to depolymerize after a few years. And maybe they just hadn't bothered replacing the Kevlar liner on the engine nacelle. But I'm sure we'll find out what happened somewhere down the road on that. Now, do you remember this whole politically correct thing about trying to erase the Confederate history, and they were destroying monuments and tearing them down? They took down that statue of a Confederate hero in Lafayette Park across from the White House and replaced it with a statue of the crackhead mayor, Marion Barry. Well, governments are starting to fight back. And over in Tennessee, the state government is punishing the city of Memphis for removing Confederate statues with a $250,000 budget cut. Now, I think it's wrong to destroy history. And I think the motives of those who are destroying that history should be looked at, because it's an attack not just on the history, it's an attack on our identity, who we are. Now, a lot of the Black Lives Matter people are out there saying we've got to erase them. Well, if you erase the history of slavery, then it's going to repeat somewhere down the road. The Civil War really did happen. There were heroes and villains on both sides. And I think it's wrong to take down those statues and those monuments. And I'm glad that the state of Tennessee agrees with me. Hopefully some of these monuments will be put back up. I mean, tearing down statues of people who are out of favor, that's a very Soviet Union thing to do. Now, over in French Polynesia, there's an atoll called Muraroa, and it's near Tahiti, and it's where the French government has been conducting their nuclear testing. And as a matter of fact, many years ago, I was in Tahiti when one of the tests was carried out, and there were protests all over Papeete, and I think I still have the little button that I got from them. But apparently this atoll is starting to collapse. And if it does, all of that radioactive debris that's trapped in the middle of the atoll will be released into the ocean. And apparently the French government has known that the atoll was in danger of collapsing ever since 2010. 8 years. And they did a lot of testing down there. They really did. So on top of Fukushima, now we have to worry about this atoll collapsing, and all of the accumulated radioactive debris from all the French nuclear tests are going to get dumped into the ocean. That'll destroy tourism for Tahiti. Nobody's going to want to go there. Let's talk about computers. As you know, Facebook has come under criticism for the amount of data they're harvesting on people. And apparently there's now a class action lawsuit where basically they're saying Google has violated the privacy of the users because of scanning users' images without their explicit consent and then tagging them. Now, as you know, a lot of this data is being sold off to create biometric data databases. The powers that be want a global facial identification system where everywhere you go, there's a computer that knows who you are and what you are doing, kind of like Minority Report, only with the whole face instead of the eye. And as the class action suit moves forward, looking at the letter of the law, Facebook users could get up to $5,000 compensation for every single picture tagged by the company's photo scanning AI. The judge has ruled the app was stealing biometric data, which is illegal. Adding to Facebook's woes is Russia is threatening to block Facebook. Russian law requires that social media companies that have Russian data have it stored inside Russia on servers that are under Russian control. And, of course, Facebook doesn't do that. And unless they're willing to do that, they could be banned in Russia. Apparently, the popular messenger app Telegram was blocked in Russia after refusing to provide Russia's Federal Security Service with the keys to decrypt its messages. By the way, French politicians are developing their own communication app that's heavily encrypted and does not have a backdoor, because after all, politicians are special and nobody should be peeking at what they're doing. It's you law-abiding citizens we can't trust, and that's why we have to read all of your emails and listen to all your phone calls, because who knows what evil you're planning? I don't know. I'm planning what's for dinner. The corporate media is still out there screaming that Russia is going to respond to last Friday's cruise missile attack in Syria with a massive cyber attack on our smartphones, our computers, our tablets, and the internet, and so forth and so on. There may be an attack, but it won't be Russia. we've been predicting a virtual 9/11 for a lot of years now. And we know how afraid the government and the corporate media has become over the free and independent media out here, basically calling them on all their lies, frauds, and deceptions. So they may try and shut down the independent media and claim it's a Russian cyber attack. But then ask yourself, why would Russia attack the independent media in this country for telling the truth? If they were going to attack anybody, it would be the corporate media that's pushing all these lies about the Skripal poisoning or Russia's impending cyber war. And in fact, the Russian embassy in Great Britain has responded to this claim, saying that it really is ridiculous, and it's just Great Britain's cyber warriors just seeking to get more money from the taxpayers. And that's certainly true enough. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. We need more money. If you don't give us your money, the Russians are going to get you. Now, a motherboard investigation has found that law enforcement agencies are now able to unlock iPhones. There is a new device out there, apparently rather inexpensive, called GrayKey. And it will bypass the encryption on iPhones. And the FBI is still pushing for encryption backdoors. If you have secrets to keep, keep them on some other device other than your iPhone. Remember when smartphones first came out and there was a little slot? You could put an SD card in there. Not anymore. Somebody doesn't want you to have removable memory on your smart devices. They just want it there all the time. Or if you're going to have secrets to keep, write your own encryption. I showed how you can do it in my article on Rivero Challenges the NSA. The big, deep, dark secret of the NSA is they can't break a code they don't know the method to. That's all it takes to defeat the NSA. That and ultra-long encryption keys. So it's time to talk about human-caused global warming. Apparently, the snow is so bad in La Crosse, Wisconsin, that it's actually delayed the start for street projects. This would normally be the time of the year when work crews would be going on out to repair the winter damage to the roads, fill in the potholes, and fix the cracks. They still can't do it because there's still snow out there. Also in Wisconsin, ornithologists are very concerned that there are a lot of birds that are not yet migrating because of the late snow. And they're concerned the birds could be getting into trouble if they start migrating way too late. Snow has returned to the Ohio Valley as of yesterday. And a real problem, and this might affect our food prices, basically planting season is being delayed. Normally, spring planting would have started 3 weeks ago, and the snow is still there. They can't start planting. He says some farmers are trying to plant soybeans through the snow and the frozen ground. But he says most of the farmers are just keeping the seed in the seed shed. Over in the Tri-Cities area of Virginia, they had more snow falling there at the airport. Not a lot, but it's still impressive because of how late in the year it really is. Now, this brings us to an article that came out of Investment Watch blog. It says, you probably thought the science was settled. How bad is the government science? And basically, a while back, there's this professor of medicine at Stanford, John Ioannidis, basically came on out with a study that said that half of the results in the supposed peer-reviewed scientific journals are usually wrong and cannot be reproduced. And since he came out with this claim, scientists have gone back in to some of these peer-reviewed articles that make these claims about new drugs and so forth. They can't reproduce it. Now, we reported earlier in the week about how these peer-reviewed journals are actually getting a lot of their operating budget from these medical industrial corporations, so this should not be a big surprise. But the real danger here is that the U.S. government is relying on these articles to set public policy, like vaccine policy. And if these peer, well, they're obviously not peer-reviewed. If these journal articles are wrong, then Congress is working from bad information, and the policy is going to be wrong. It's going to be destructive. And nowhere was that more obvious than with human-caused global warming. There were all these journal articles out there saying, snow's a thing of the past, the earth is warming, we're all going to die here. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and then we're going to come on back. We have a phone, a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
To the phones now. Tony in Texas. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Aloha. I want to bring your attention to, are you familiar with holistic doctors and alternative medicine doctors? winding up dead in lakes and rivers and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. Ones who were challenging the cancer orthodoxy,
yes.
Doctors who were involved in the work on GCMAP and Nagalase, doctors who challenged the vaccine orthodoxy. Yeah, it's been a problem. There have been something like 60 so far.
Yes. Well, I want to bring your attention to Jennifer Reardon, the vice president of Wells Fargo, who was on the Southwest flight, who supposedly was almost sucked out of a window after the engine blew. Well, my research indicates that if you're a high-altitude flight, your window breaks for whatever reason, you are going, and anybody that's trying to pull you back are going out that window. So
You've been watching too many movies.
I know, but my further research indicated that looking at pictures of this crime scene, there's no blood, there's no fragments, there's nothing other than a broken window and a perfectly cleaned wall or sidewall or whatever you want to call it, and seat. So I think some people are going after some bankers also.
I would tend to disagree. I mean, first of all, the absurdity of trying to blow up an aircraft engine and kill only one person beggars the imagination. And if they wanted to kill this lady, there are probably a lot easier ways to do it without taking more than 100 other people with it.
Well, look at the Malaysia flight that just disappeared with the chip for the Rothschild that he solely has now. I mean, they'll kill as many as they have to do what their agenda suggests.
Okay, well, I really don't see it as happening. And as far as the Malaysian Airlines that disappeared, that appears to have been one of a tragic series of accidental shootdowns by the military. The United Nations admits there have been 26 such incidents, most of which remain classified. But the ones that have been admitted to are this Alitalia flight that was shot down in a military accident, and an Aer Lingus flight that was shot down in an accident. And, of course, pretty much everybody understands TWA 800 was shot down in a military accident as well. These things tragically do happen. And as the world ramps up toward war, you've got more and more of these military exercises and live fire exercises going on. The skies are very, very crowded. And it's entirely possible that these accidents are going to continue to happen. But as far as the Southwest flight, that looks to me like a case of poor maintenance, aircraft that are run too long between maintenance. And again, these things also tend to happen a lot. So we're coming up on the end of our program. I'm going to let you go, Tony.
I appreciate it very much. But remember, there are no coincidences. Good night.
Oh, my goodness. Well, time for me to end my show here and run right out to the market and buy some tin foil, because we're going to need it for tomorrow's show, I think. Okay, stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, like I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.